go to any Starbucks in the morning or a McDonald's or a Tim Hortons, you know we love our coffee here in Canada, especially here in the Lower Mainland. And there is a change coming for those who have reward cards with Starbucks and Tim Hortons specifically. Our resident coffeeholic, Bianca Rego, now joins us. Hello, Bianca.
Hello, Jazz. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, it's fair to say you love your coffee?
I do love my coffee, and I love it to be made very specifically.
You're one of those people.
I'm one of those people, and I hate being one of those people, but I just can't help it.
Is it a health thing? Like you need something specific? Like,
no.
Are you one of those, like, you don't like regular milk? You have to have a certain type of...
I drink oat milk or almond milk. I used to drink just black coffee, but it just wasn't as satisfying as a handcrafted beverage. Like a vanilla latte, one would say.
Okay. Well, we'll go through your coffee habits in a few minutes, because let's talk about the specifics in regards to the reward programs. We all love reward programs. We have them for flying. We have them for coffee. Now, Starbucks and Tim Hortons are changing their program.
They are changing their program, and they are making it so they are raising the reward program by 50 points. So currently, if you want to get a free just black brewed coffee, it's 50 stars, Starbucks stars to get that for free. They're upping that to 100. And to get a free handcrafted beverage, it's usually 150 stars, but they're upping that to 200. And now if you want to get like a free wrap or a sandwich, rather than being 200 stars, it is going to be 250. And so each star you get, it's... per every dollar you spend. Unless you have a preloaded Starbucks card, then you get 2 stars per every dollar you spend.
Now, those cards, when you think about them, whether it be Starbucks or any reward program, let's say you put $20 on those cards, $50, you're basically giving the company money, and they put it in a bank account. And they make interest off that until you decide to use some of that money.
Precisely.
So they love these reward programs because they can actually make money off of them while you're sort of, you know, using those dollars, but taking your time using those dollars.
Exactly. And also, speaking of those reward programs, what I find funny is that it prompts you when you're ordering a coffee to preload a card, and rather than just buying it with your Visa. And those cards, you're unable to split the difference of the cost. If, let's say, my coffee's $9 and I have $4 left on my preloaded Starbucks card, I can't put $4 on my Visa and $4 on my Starbucks card. So I have like 5 different Starbucks cards that just have $4 in them that I am unable to use. So it's just free money for them. If you put it all together, I could get like 3 days worth of coffee.
Now, I was just looking at social media as you were speaking as well. Like, here's one individual who basically says, to earn one free cup of coffee using a prepaid Starbucks card, you have to buy 17 cups, which he says, look, this is basically doubling what's going to be required in regards to get that one free cup of coffee. That's a lot of money. $17 or 17 cups of coffee. You got to spend quite a bit just to get that one free cup of coffee.
And
right?
When you think about it, like a free cup of coffee, isn't that much to them? I was looking up how much bags of espresso cost at Starbucks, and it's only about like $18. So let's say you're getting 3 shots of espresso. It costs them probably like 50 cents with some like a little amount of milk. The cost to them is like 75 cents and you're paying like $10 for it, which is insane.
So you said you used to drink black coffee, but now it's a bit more, the order's a little longer now, right?
It is much longer because I realize that when I add syrup to my coffee, I get an extra little kick of energy. So I started doing that.
So I'm the barista. Hello, Bianca. Welcome to Starbucks. Can I take your order? Before I misspell your name on your cup, what would you like to have? So what would your order be?
My order would be a grande toasted vanilla oat milk latte with 4 shots of espresso. And you wonder why I'm so hyper in the morning. Now you know.
What does it cost?
It costs $8.82.
$8.82?
$8.82 for me not to be a nightmare in the morning, yes.
How? And so you have that one cup of coffee per day at Starbucks?
Yes. So I also do have an espresso that I do need to fill up, and that would significantly cut down my costs, but it's always such a long lineup to get the pods for it. So as of right now, yes, I am drinking one of those a day.
So I'm just going to do the math here on my phone.
Please don't.
So 365 days in the year times $9, drum roll, 3,000. $285. $3,200 in coffee. And that's why, I'm not saying it's fair, boomers always say, you know, the reason you millennials never save any money is because you're buying Starbucks coffee.
Oh my, it's the Starbucks coffee and the avocados and the price of avocados. I'll tell you that for free.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to do some more math here. Let's say you bought 35,000 cups of coffee.
Okay, probably
times
have.
$9. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, that's $315,000. I know that's a huge number. That's probably half a condo. That's a huge down payment on a condo in Olympic Village. I'm just saying that, and this is you, like I buy sometimes. I don't buy as much as you, that's for sure. And I just get a regular coffee. I'm just that kind of guy. But when you look at these cards, these reward cards, it's amazing. They've attracted us all. We all love the free cup of coffee or the free trip. Remember Air Canada also had their Aeroplan card. But this is about 7-8 years ago. And then they said, look, you got to start using some of this stuff and then we're going to make it tougher for you. And it comes down to, it sits as a liability on their books. Because if you owe somebody, let's say, I'm talking about Air Canada here, if all of us are making points and not using them, and somewhere along the way that sits as a liability on their books, right?
Okay.
And they wanted to compel you to start using them, and then they start the new system, which is going to be a little tougher for you to get those points. The core problem is these cards or anything free. We love free. So whether it's free miles or free coffee, we love this stuff so much. It gets so popular that it doesn't work for them. So hence, we're going to make it a little tougher for you to get that free cup of coffee, right?
Sneaky.
It is, if you think about it. Well, that one individual who tweeted out, he says, to earn one free cup of coffee using a prepaid card, you have to buy 17 cups. Using cash or linked credit card, you have to buy 34 cups. So it kind of gives you a sense of what's happening. It's partially, I think it is a bit of a liability. Partially, I just think it's popular. All these cards become so popular, too popular, that then the company wakes up going, wait a minute here, this is
too much. It's costing them too much. And also it's just the convenience about having buying it online because you don't need to wait in line and then it sucks you in and then just the free coffee is an added perk.
I know. Look, we just had a whole conversation on coffee. Typical Vancouver, I'd say.
Typical us, typical media.
But I think you're going to have to drink some of that free coffee we have here at work.
Yeah, I'm trying.
We got two places. They're not bad, you know, but $3,285. That's like two all-inclusive trips to Mexico. I'm just saying.
You know what?
I sound like a dad.
I will try it. You know, I will try it and we'll see how the week goes. And I'll update you on that afterwards.
We should probably have you back here on Friday.
How do you feel? How's your energy level?
Exactly. We should bring you on without coffee and see how it goes. Oh, no. There you go. All right, Bianca, thank you.
Thank you, Jazz.
That is our producer, Bianca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.